How do you tell when a politician is lying? You know the old punchline. His lips are moving. Unfortunately, the old joke is no joke. For the last 100 years, virtually every promise the federal government has ever made has been a lie. Politicians told our great-grandparents an income tax would only soak the rich. Today, every burger flipper, factory worker, and clerk pays and pays some more. Politicians assured our forebears prohibition would make the nation safe and sober. Instead, it set off an unprecedented wave of violence, drunkenness, organized crime, and contempt for law. Politicians told our grandparents the Social Security program would be fully funded, like an insurance policy. The result? Trillions of dollars in unfunded liabilities that we and our grandchildren are expected to pay. Those same politicians said our Social Security numbers would never be used as a personal ID. Today, the Social Security number is the key to vast and growing public, private, national ID databases and ID cards. And identity thieves love how easy the government has made their job. Politicians told our parents, if we just give them a few billion more of our hard-earned dollars, they would end poverty forever. At that time, poverty had been falling dramatically. But once the federal government declared war on poverty, the poverty rate was locked permanently in place. Worse, poor families that had struggled, but struggled together, were blown apart by welfare handouts. Women found it easier to raise children alone. Young men with no responsibilities were left to become violent street criminals. Politicians promised to make us and our children safe from criminals by regulating and taking away guns. The result? Criminals continue to do whatever they want. Brutal gun control bureaucrats prosper. And nonviolent Americans have to crawl and beg government for permission to exercise God-given rights to self-defense. Meanwhile, politicians, just watch their lips move, assure us they're strong supporters of the Second Amendment. And so it goes. Government security leaves us increasingly insecure. Governments throw business people in jail for fiddling the company books. Yet the federal government itself runs the most dishonest accounting system on the planet. We have endless wars in the name of peace. We have a free government education system with costs going up and literacy rates going down. Our crooked system of paper money robs us of real wealth while creating false, inflationary, and dangerously unstable prosperity. Our jobs go overseas. One in every 132 Americans rots in prison, and still, the politicians' lips keep moving. Millions of innocent Americans have their privacy invaded without warrants. NSA, CIA, FBI, they spy on us instead of focusing on terrorists and other criminals. They make a habit of keeping secrets from us, forgetting that we, the people, are their real bosses, and still, the politicians' lips keep moving. After 30 years of the war on drugs, illegal drugs flow freely across our borders. Billions of dollars pour down the rat hole, and still, the politicians' lips keep moving. The best health care system in the world is being destroyed by bureaucrats. Working people can no longer afford hospitalization or medicine for their children, and still, the politicians' lips keep moving. We're from the government, those lying lips say, and we're here to help you. Well, I'm here to tell you that this kind of help we don't need. We also don't need government reform. That's like slapping a Band-Aid on a shredded artery. And since politicians end up in charge of every attempted reform, the Band-Aid always ends up costing billions and putting more power into the hands of the very people who caused the problem. Here is what we do need. We need a Bill of Rights culture. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. with the Constitution. It is the highest law of the land, surpassing any legislation Congress ever produces. More than that, the Bill of Rights is a huge sign that says, government, keep out. It says, government, you cannot trespass on our rights, like our rights to free speech, self-defense, trial by jury, or exercise of religion. Even more importantly, the bill says individual people have innumerable rights, while governments have only extremely limited powers loaned to them by the people. Read it yourself. The great truth is right there in the 9th and 10th Amendments of our Bill of Rights. The wisest of our country's founders refused to ratify the Constitution unless a Bill of Rights was added. They believed, rightly, that if they didn't erect a keep-out sign, men who crave power would soon rise up and take all rights away from individuals. Of course, that happened anyway. It took hundreds of years, but government now trespasses in every part of our lives, from our bedrooms to telephones to our meeting halls. But that's ultimately our fault. If you put a no trespassing sign on your property, then turn your back and pay no attention, eventually criminals will trespass. Then, when they see how easily they get away with it, they'll trespass more blatantly. That is what has happened to America. In our case, the trespassers bought their way in. They promised our neighbors that if they had ignored government's crimes, government would give them the moon and the sun and the stars, all paid for with our money. Just watch those lips move. In hopes of getting a cut of the benefits, or because they believe the lie that less fortunate people will benefit by ever-expanding government, Americans have tolerated this criminal trespass for generation after generation. Politicians are breaking the law when they create a welfare state, when they put innocent gun owners in fear, when they take over health care and education. They're trespassing on our rights, on our freedom. We hear them promising to do good, so we're lulled into letting them do the worst thing in the world, establish a powerful, corrupt system that recognizes no limits on its size or scope. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called tyranny. But we still have the ultimate law on our side. And we still have just enough freedom and personal autonomy to take back some of those lost rights. It is up to us to enforce that no trespassing sign. We can't ask politicians to change their own ways. That's ridiculous. Until we have changed the culture expecting them to reform, to limit their own power, it is a hopelessly naive wish to think that they will change on their own. Until we understand in our heart, in our bones, in our minds, that the only good government is a government bound in the chains of the Bill of Rights, politicians will continue to promise to give us the moon, and they'll take everything we have. Their lips will move, lies will spew out, money will disappear from our pockets, freedom will be lost. But watch what happens. As soon as we and our neighbors begin to demand obedience to the Bill of Rights, watch what happens when we say, no trespassing, and this time we really mean it. Lying lips will go silent. Politicians will be struck speechless. Our country will belong to us once again. God save the Republic of the United States of America.